This is the Hidden Wire Podcast, episode 535, my solo show. 7 rules to avoid procrastination. Procrastination is one of the most common and deadliest of diseases, and its toll on success and happiness is heavy. That's a quote by Wayne Gretzky. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Wire Podcast. Lee Martinuzzi here, pumped and excited to have you here with me today. I am recording my solo show, and today's solo show is all about procrastination. I have written an article on this a few months back. And I think it's a repeated article that I wrote some time ago and this revised more recently. I can't exactly remember right now. But anyway, it was titled 7 Rules to Guide You Through Procrastination. So in this episode, I want to talk to you about these 7 rules. And I don't know if they're rules as such. They're more thoughts that I have had in regards to my own levels of procrastination and how I've sort of dealt with, you know, times where I'm procrastinating and not really moving forward with what I want to do in my life. So you see, that's the thing about procrastination. I think when we procrastinate, we put off doing those things that we really want to be doing. And if it's not really the things that we want to be doing, we're procrastinating and simply wasting time and perhaps even causing ourselves some unnecessary stress. So that's why procrastination kind of sucks. I mean, I think we just need to overcome it and just push forward as quickly as we can, because the more time spent in procrastination, the less time we have to do the things that we love. So look, guys, you can check out the article if you want to have a read of it. It is a longer article than perhaps some of the usual ones, so it's over 2,000 words. But have a look at that. I'll stick the links in the show notes. I also wrote an article as well called Procrastination. Is Procrastination the Thief of Time? So look, have a read of both those articles. I'll stick them in the links to this episode. So if you wish to have a read, you can do that. Guys, I always love to connect and get your thoughts as well on all my work. So it's not just about my own personal experiences. I like to involve others. So if you have your own experiences with procrastination, your own thoughts, your own rules to help you overcome procrastination, then I encourage you to jump onto The Hidden Why and leave your comments in the show notes. You can also reach me directly if you wish. So my email address is available there. And you can also connect with me through Facebook. So social media is a good way to connect. And Messenger is where I'd probably hang out the most. So if you want to get me through social media, that would be the best avenue as well. So other than that, guys, let's get into it. Look, I'll try to keep it to around the 20-minute mark, but I can't promise that. Hope you can stay with me until the end. So rule 1, I think the question that we need to ask ourselves, is this something of importance or can I eliminate it from thought? So is this something of importance? It's a really, really important question to be asking ourselves. You know, when we find ourselves procrastinating about doing something, we need to really connect again with why we feel it's important. Now, I think there's a lot of things that cause us to procrastinate, and I'm going to mention them throughout this episode. But one of the things, obviously, is work. Now, we all need to work. We need to pay the bills. We need to buy food. We want to save money to go on a holiday or for the birthday gifts for our children, whatever it might be. We have the need to work. And what this causes us, in my opinion, is that we often find ourselves working, but then when we want to do the things that, you know, our dreams, our passions, and pursue those things in our life, because we've worked, you know, 5 days a week, maybe we're just lacking the energy. And so when we get home at night, rather than doing those things that we really should be doing or want to be doing, we procrastinate and we do something that's a little bit easier, like switching on the TV and vegging out for a while. You know, I always think that we do tend to rush through our weeks. We hit the fast forward button on our working days only to escape into a couple of mindless days off at the end of the week. And in those days off, we spend our time procrastinating about the things that we want to do. But instead of doing them, we find it easier just not to, because, you know, it can be tough. It can be hard to keep the energy, keep the momentum going when you've had to work the whole week as well. But I find a useful way to really overcome those moments where you sort of just like, you know what, I know I should be writing that blog tonight, but I'm just buggered. I had a big day at work, and, you know, I'm just going to sit in front of the TV instead. That I absolutely understand, because that's exactly what I go through myself sometimes. But look, it's just about connecting with, well, what's important? Is this TV show really that important? Or is actually, you know, putting pen to paper and writing that article more important? And that's where I have to ask myself, you know, what's important to me in my life, and what's going to matter more at the end of my life? Well, I can tell you now, because I've switched off TV, and yes, I still like watching documentaries. Yes, I still love certain TV dramas, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead. I love them. I watch them and I make time for them, but I'm not using it as an excuse. I use it as a way to relax and unwind, but I still get to work when I need to, because I know what's important for me. I love writing. It's important for me. It makes me feel good. It gives me some more meaning in my life as well. So that's what I do. So again, I think that's a really good rule, is just to ask yourself, you know, what's important to me in my life, and then make time for that. And you might even find yourself, when you start making your time for that, for those things that are important, is that you get into more of a rhythm. It becomes easier to do it, but it might even lead you to doing more of it in your regular work life as well. How can you incorporate that into your work life? You know, is there a way that you could speak with the boss and maybe do more of those things as well as part of your role? Even though it might not be in the right field, there might be certain ways to implement it, or integrate it into your work life as well. And the other thing is just to remove it from a thought. Is it really that important, or can you just eliminate it? Sometimes I have things that go, yeah, I really should be doing this, and I then feel guilty that I'm not doing it. I procrastinate about doing it, so I'm wasting time as well. And what sometimes I've realized in the past is, you know what, it's actually not something that I really want to be doing. It doesn't actually have that level of significance to me. So it's not that important. And so I just have to then be conscious to get it out of my head, get it out of my thoughts, and just remove it. And not, you know, some things do make you feel bad. Look, if it's not really that important, it doesn't really give you that great meaning, perhaps it's just on your list for an older reason. Perhaps someone has influenced you. Perhaps a peer has sort of talked to you about it, and you thought it was something that you needed to do as well. I think a lot of us spend a lot of time in procrastination about things we don't actually want to do because our peers are doing them, or for some sort of social need to fulfill our, you know, relationships, etc. So anyway, going on a bit of a tangent there, but yeah, I think certainly understand that, you know, is it important to you? If it's not, eliminate it. If it is, well, then just, you know, suck it up and push forward, push into it, take the action. Which leads us to rule two, which is, you know, if you enjoy it and if it's aligned with your values, don't let fear stand in your way. Fear is one of those things that blocks us all, because actually, you know, the acronym FEAR. So fear is false expectations appearing real. So look, fear does have an important role in our life. It stops us from, you know, injuring ourselves or harm, things like that. So that's why fear is there. But usually the fear that stops us from doing those things that are important to us, that do bring us meaning, is based on assumption of future movements and things that might happen. And usually they're not that real. So I think we just have to understand that and go, when we feel that fear of, you know, stopping us and it brings us to that level of procrastination, is going, well, what do I really feel about this? And really assessing it. Is there anything real to that fear, or is it just based on, you know, some sort of past experience, past conditioning? Is it, you know, totally just in your mind? I think fear for me, one of the things that we fear is that if by doing something, perhaps we will, you know, be ridiculed if we fail. And I think failure is something that that's how our education system works. So I think when we think about doing something, we procrastinate because we have that level of fear there. It's really because we fear failing. We fear being wrong. We fear making the incorrect decision. And that's okay. You know, we're going to make wrong decisions. We're going to fail in life. I've just got a dog here barking next door. Don't know if you can hear that. He likes to have a little bark in the early morning. But anyway, that's the thing about fear. It can really stop us from pursuing those things, because fear is a powerful thing. You know, it can really be quite scary. One thing, and this is a quote actually that will lead into this sort of idea, is by Dale Carnegie. He says, "Action breeds confidence and courage. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. If you want to conquer fear, don't sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy." So again, that's a quote by Dale Carnegie. And I think that is a really important thing about fear, is that, yes, we have that fear. I think going back to rule one, you know, is it of something of importance? Yes, it is. If we've determined that, then we need to approach fear. We need to take action. We need to have that experience. We may fail, we may fall over, we may trip up, but as long as we're learning in that process, then we can use those learnings to really help us improve the next time, and increasingly we'll become better and better. I think if it's something that we fear that really isn't of importance, you know, don't worry about it, don't do it, and remove that fear, because fear can be quite uncomfortable. Now there's a little problem with that. Sometimes we have that feeling of fear, and then we go back to that question, is this something of importance? And we trick ourselves to say, you know what, it's actually not something I want to do. So just be aware of that. That will come up, and it has come up to me in the past, where I go, you know what, it's actually not something I want to do. And then I just stop doing it. So the fear goes away. But what I've realized is that, no, actually, that is something I want to be doing. And I've just used that as an excuse. I've used that as a way out. So just be mindful of that as well. But certainly, I think in action, we can really push ourselves forward through fear. And as we do that, fear will be lessened as well. Here's a quote by Thomas Edison. "I am not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward." That's pretty cool. The next one that I want to talk about, rule three, is understand the what-if assumptions behind procrastination. So let me look at a few examples that have certainly played a part in my life. So what will my family think of me if this doesn't work out? What will my friends think? What if I get the promotion? What if I cannot make money to pay the mortgage? What if I'm not good at it? How will my boss respond? What if they fire me before I actually start my new job? So there's all these assumptions again, and I think assumptions usually are without merit, because how can we possibly predict the future? The way that we predict the future is based on previous experiences and our current level of conditioning. So yes, there might be some logic behind the what ifs and future possibilities that we conjure up in our minds, but we will never know until we ask. We will never know until we step forward and take action and move towards it. That's when we can really start figuring it out. Now, I just wrote an article about testing and experimenting, and that's a really good way to test things out without jumping all in. So that's a really good way to test these, you know, what if scenarios and future possibilities. I also think that a lot of the future possibilities that we think about in moments of procrastination are usually negative rather than positive. So we don't really look at the, you know, what if I actually got the promotion? We probably could look at, you know, I'm just not good enough. And what if I don't get it, and my friends, you know, what will then they think? You know, because it's exposing, it's vulnerable. And that's why these what if things can lead to more procrastination and can really put us off pursuing those future realities that we want to move towards. So here's a few positive assumptions or what ifs. So what if I succeed in my new chosen career? What if I create more time, freedom to do the things that I love? What if I can make more money? What if it allows me to follow my passions? What if it allows me to travel more? So, you know, by starting that thing when you're working your day and you want to pursue a passion that you love at night and you've connected, it's important to you, you're procrastinating, but because it's just easier to do what you're most familiar with. And then, you know, you get that little, you know, what if it just doesn't take me anywhere? What if I'm just wasting my time? Well, look, I don't think anything's a waste of time. If you really love it and you want to do it, it's certainly not a waste of time. And, you know, what if you just started doing that thing in the after hours around your current career and it took you somewhere great, somewhere that really you want to be, you know, aligned with your dreams, aligned with your future vision, aligned with your values? What if all that happened? So I think that's a really good way to move forward. Excuse me. The next one, I'm just going to have a drink of my cup of tea, guys. So the next one that I want to talk about is, when in procrastination, ask why. Why am I in procrastination? What is really at the core of this procrastination? The fundamental need driving the decisions and subsequent actions. So understanding the why can really be helpful. And again, this goes back to, this is probably, should be the top really. Look, our biological machine that we live within is driven for the purpose of survival, and that creates our needs. And then we go out and seek to fulfill these needs. the dilemma that we face in the modern age is that we've created so many novel and new needs that we feel essential yet serve real little purpose to our survival. So that's the way I see it. So we find ourselves seeking pleasures because pleasures and reward is the way that we say, okay, well, this is good for our longevity. This is good for our life. And pain, on the other hand, is our way to say, this is not good for our lives. This is something that we need to avoid. And again, sort of fear links to that pain. Fear feels painful, even though it's not physically painful. It can feel that way. And that's why we avoid it when we have that level of fear. If it feels good, that often helps us push towards it. But there's a lot of things nowadays that we chase or avoid that actually serves no purpose, that isn't necessary, that is not actually fulfilling a need and helping us with our life's purpose of survival. So I think for this reason, we really need to understand that and go, well, why? Why is this decision necessary? For what purpose does it serve? For what need will it satisfy? And is this need something worthy of my time and energy in pursuing? Is this need worthy of my time and energy in procrastinating? This is probably the hardest question to ask sometimes when we procrastinate, when we try to ask that question of why, because we are creatures of habit. We do favor pleasure and immediate satisfaction, and sometimes it's hard to work opposingly to these innate forces that seem to be within us. So I think, it's a really, really good question. So when we are in that level of procrastination, I am really struggling to talk today. So when we are in procrastination, just ask yourself why and say, well, is this really have any greater purpose to my life? Like, how does it fulfill my need? How does it bring me more meaning? How is it going to take me forward to a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness? That's the sort of questions I would ask myself. I'd also look at the why as it relates to my values. Does this really relate to what I truly value? Is doing this something that I truly value, or is this aligned with some sort of external expectation or demand? I think a lot of us have a lot of things on our list that seem to be related to external demands. So ask yourself, is it something that you really value and why? Ask yourself, will doing this actually take me towards my ideal life or dreams? So look at that as well. And look at the action as far as how can it bring more positive rewards into my life rather than negative rewards. So I think these are really useful questions to be asking ourselves. And I think when we ask these questions, as hard as they might be to answer, and it does take time to sit there and pause and reflect on these questions, when we do that, we become more aware. And in greater awareness, we can make more positive decisions for the future of our life. And I think that's really beneficial as well. So here's a quote that I've just read in my article here that I put in there, and it's by Michael D. Montaigne, I think it's pronounced. Anyway, here's the quote. I conceive that pleasures are to be avoided if greater pains be the consequence, and pain to be coveted that will terminate in greater pleasure. Interesting one. So, sometimes those painful things will lead to greater pleasure. And, sometimes it might be painful as I began this post off to do those things around our working lives that we really want to do because, we don't have the energy. We don't really feel like we have the time, and it's just easier to do what we're used to. But sometimes those lead to greater pastures, and that's really what it's all about. So when procrastination, just connect with that again, connect with that why, and that might just help you take the action as well. Here's a quick rule. Change the story we tell ourselves. So we are creatures of stories. We all live in our own little story. I wrote an article about it that seems to have been pretty popular. It's called The Story We Tell Ourselves. I'll put that in the show notes as well, should I remember. But it is called The Story We Tell Ourselves. So have a read of that. I've had some good feedback on that article as well. So look, we create these stories, and the story is a creation. And we base it on our experience, our conditioned life. And that becomes our story. And that's what we tell ourselves. And that's in moments of procrastination is really this narration that we go to. It's the go-to self-talk that guides our procrastination. And sometimes I think We just need to understand that and go, well, hang on, is this just something that I've conjured up based on my life experience? Is this absolutely the truth? Often the stories aren't truth. It's just something that we believe in strongly because we've experienced it strongly. And how can we overcome that then? How can we move away from that story? Well, often the best way to move away from the stories that we tell ourselves is by taking action and having new experiences, and that can therefore adjust our story as well. So when in procrastination, just understand that. I don't know if it's a rule necessarily, but just understand your self-narration, understand the story that you're telling yourself, and understand that perhaps it's not that real. It is just a story. And like, you know, Cinderella that I read to my daughters at night, if I really wanted to, rather than just following that story, I could change it to make it any story I wanted to. And that would just be by changing the words that come out of my mouth. And, you know, we can do that with our lives sometimes. So in moments of procrastination where we're attached to a certain story about who we are and how that relates to doing or not doing the thing that we're procrastinating about, perhaps we can just alter that story a little bit and maybe just take some action, and maybe that'll change the future story that we live as well. So that's a quick one there. Rule 6, almost to the end. Thanks for sticking around if you're still here with me. The next one is overcome resistance through repeated and disciplined actions and behaviors. You know, resistance is often that thing that holds us back, but it is also that thing that can build us up and make us more powerful in our lives. And I think the best way to push through resistance is just to really take action, and continual action, disciplined action. You know, I think resistance is what stops us from pursuing stuff because it comes hard, it becomes difficult, it becomes challenging. So really in resistance, we need to keep going. A couple of ideas on this, you know, like trying to swim upstream, that's hard. Trying to lift weights at the gyms, if we've never done it before, that's hard. It takes time, it takes energy, it can be hard, it can be sweaty, it can be uncomfortable, and that's where resistance comes in. But the good thing about resistance, like swimming upstream, if we can keep swimming upstream, if we can keep pushing against it, we will become stronger and stronger and better at swimming upstream. And that'll push us above, you know, others in our lives as well. The weights as well, you know, the more we lift those weights, the stronger we become and the less resistance, therefore, there are in those weights. So that's how resistance works. And it only works by, you know, pushing against that resistance. And you will win. You will win every time. As long as you keep that disciplined approach, the positive mindset, you will certainly beat resistance. And resistance will always be there. But you just have to keep walking towards it. You have to keep pushing into it. So that's just a thought on resistance. Resistance often is a reason for why we procrastinate. I think it's like, you know, it's just too hard, as I've mentioned. You know, it's just one of those things that are uncomfortable. It's challenging. And that's where that resistance comes in. Because you know what? Working out in the morning, doing that gym session in the morning can be really hard. And that resistance is something that we just, you know, procrastinate about and then end up not doing it. But if we just go out there and start doing it, yeah, it'll be hard, but it'll feel good too. It'll feel good after it. And that's a good thing about resistance. You know, again, understand the importance, understand why you want to do it. And I think with all these things, once we do it, once we understand and connect with how good it makes us feel, we'll be more motivated to continue to push against that resistance. And in that push, in that resistance, we'll grow stronger. So that's pretty cool. Last one, rule 7. If you are procrastinating over something, start the day off with that thing. So this is a pretty easy one. Brian Tracy wrote a good book called Eat That Frog. And he says, you know, start the day off by eating the ugliest frog first. And I think that's a good thing for life. You know, when we're procrastinating about something, you know, I remember in real estate making that call to a customer that was disgruntled, or making that call to a customer that I really, you know, wanted to convert, or really wanted to, you know, get their property to sell. Sometimes I procrastinated about making those calls. And what I learned is that you just had to really eat that frog first. You had to go out there and chase it. And in doing that, you'd get greater rewards. So, you know, again, I think we need to wrap all the rules into this, but, you know, understand the importance of that thing. Understand why you're doing it. Know that, yes, the resistance is going to be the charge or the fear and moving into those things will require action. But understand that in action, you'll become better at doing that. And, you know, next time that thing comes up where you just sort of go, oh, geez, I don't know if I want to call this, you'll have that experience now, which you will then find it easier to pick up that phone or to do that thing that might seem challenging, but is what you really want to be doing. So do it first, get it out of the way, and shape your destiny. It is your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. It is your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. That is a quote by Anthony Robbins. And I think that's a nice place to leave it for this thought on procrastination. You know, we can spend a lot of time in procrastination, and we can often allow procrastination to rule, and it can often lead to a limiting level of action towards the path that we really want to pursue. It can definitely be a waste of time, in my opinion. It can be definitely a cause of unneeded stress and turmoil. So, you know, a few of these questions I hope will help you deal with procrastination better, so you can either stop wasting so much time, stop putting that guilt or pressure or stress on yourself unnecessarily, and more importantly, to pursue those things you really love. So that's it from me, guys. Check it all out at the Hidden Why podcast. I don't know which episode this is at right now, but it'll be up there in the show notes if you type in 7 rules to avoid procrastination. All the articles will be within. If, again, you'd like to leave your comment, please do. If you'd like to reach out, please do. Guys, you can always support me and the show by leaving us a review at iTunes. I'm pretty sure I'll say that in this outro to this podcast as well. But look, lovely to connect, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name's Lee Mutnulty. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon. Peace, passion, purpose. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls. That is my solo rant for this week. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've received some value. Guys, it is my goal, it's my wish that each of these episodes that I do, you are left feeling a little bit more inspired, perhaps even a little bit more educated. I want to really share with you my thoughts, my perspectives, the things that I'm learning, perhaps even some tools and practices that can help you transition from a life with unease, a life that is sufferable, a life that is maybe filled with hate or regret, to a life that is beautiful, a life that has a deeper sense of joy and happiness present at each moment, regardless of the pleasure or pain that you might be experiencing in that given moment. Guys, if you love The Hidden Why, if you love what I'm doing here, you can support the show in a number of different ways. Firstly, you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. If you have the time and haven't already, you can leave us a review on iTunes. It's a 1-5-star review with a quick comment. You can also connect with me, guys. I love your feedback. I love your suggestions. I love your comments. So connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave comments in any of the show notes that you listen to there. You can also reach me directly through my email address and in any of the social media platforms available there. You can also support the show by using the Amazon links within each of the show notes. And that does help support the show. Guys, that's really it. Other than that, go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. You will discover a life with greater meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Thank you.